Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germain. The history of science has a scrap heap of discarded theories about the origin of the universe. Theories about the origin of the universe are built on assumptions on top of assumptions, with conjectures leaning against conjectures, covered with speculation. The current theories that are taught now are all scientifically defective. They are guesswork. No human scientists were present when the cosmos was created. The experiment is not repeatable. Therefore, theories of creation are not verifiable. Creation is outside the knowledge of scientific method. It is a matter of history. However, there was a scientist present when creation took place, and he has told us about it. Yes, God has told us about what happened. He has told us in His Word, the Bible. Are you willing to consider what He has told us about the creation in His historical record? Are you objective? Are you scientific? Let us together now look at the historical record, the Bible. First of all, we can be thankful that the Bible was written in clear, understandable terms for the reader from the viewpoint of the reader. We can be thankful that it was not written in the complex terminology that we had to learn in chemistry, physics, biology, and engineering. Listen now as we read the first chapter in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the expanse, and divided the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters He called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the expanse of the heavens, to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the expanse of the heavens, to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the expanse of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you. It shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And also we read from Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 15. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and stretched out the heaven by his understanding. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 15. It is written in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Clearly, God stated that he created all in 6 days. There was not a previous creation that was redone. There was not a gap between the beginning and the first day. The beginning of creation was on the first day. Notice also that the 6 days are used in the same sense, in the same context, as the Sabbath day, a 24-hour day. Yes, God created the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them in 6 days. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. Jesus, Messiah, quoted Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. He put his seal of approval on the first book of the Bible. He validated the book of Genesis. The Apostle Paul quoted Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. The Apostle Paul also wrote about the first man, Adam, in Romans chapter 5 and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The whole Bible stands on the foundation of Genesis chapters 1 and 2. The first chapter of the Bible is history. It is not in the form of Hebrew poetry. The first book in the Bible, Genesis, the first book of Moses, we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Notice that God said, Let us. The use of the plural word us is significant. The word for God in Hebrew is Elohim, which also is a plural word. Yes, God is one, but God is a composite one. We read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Yes, there is God our Father, and there is also the Holy Spirit. Then there is also the Word. Listen to the 33rd Psalm, verse 6. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made. Yes, the Word was involved in creation. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made. Psalm 33, verse 6. Let us go now to John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Who is the Word? By the word of the Lord the heavens were made. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were made through him. The Word was God. We read in John chapter 1, verse 12, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. The Word is God, the Son of God. He became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is Messiah. Listen now to Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Yes, all things were created by the Word, by Messiah, Jesus. Since he created all things, he was not created. He did not create himself. The Word is eternal. The good news is that Jesus the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah was raised the third day according to the Scriptures. Yes, God loves you. God sent his Son to die for you. Will you put your faith and trust in Jesus Messiah? Will you turn away from your sins? Only Jesus died for you. Will you confess Jesus to be the Son of God? It is written in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized, immersed, in the name of Jesus Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like more information about creation or a free New Testament, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great. Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill